Turn to Matthew, the 6th chapter, 33rd verse. And as you're turning there, this is the title of this message. It's the same as the title of last week's message, The Divine Priority, Part Deux. That's a little French lingo that I know. Deux, D-E-A-U, Deux. Yeah, well, I misspell. I'm not good at it. It's English, you know. This is the Lord speaking to us, and He says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you," or to you. Last week we talked about seeking. This is probably the most important scripture that a believer can apply to their lives. And we talked about seeking. What were some of the things about seeking we learned? Now, obviously, we weren't paying attention. Nick. Consistent. Without ceasing. Consistent. Without ceasing. What else? Can't hear you. Purposing to find something. Absolutely correct. Everything everyone said is correct. But it is the intense, purposeful looking for something. It is also to be made as an adventure in this search that we're looking for. It is also learning. To gather information about that which what we are looking for. It is also our whole being. Everything that we do is to seek. And we saw this out of Luke 15 with the parables of the lost son, the lost coin. Right? And the third one? The lost sheep. And those things are more evangelistical. The truth of the matter is the intensity of which what was lost was sought after. And today, we will talk about the divine object. What are we searching for? What are we seeking for? The kingdom of heaven. That's the first and only thing that we should be seeking for. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. Why? Does anybody know why we should seek that? Not because the Lord just says we should, but there is a reason why we should. It's where our help comes from. True. What else? Dan. We're already there. We don't have to learn to get there. We're there. Jesus brought us there. My Bible says I'm at the right hand, so that tells me I'm there. Okay. But you're on the right track. Go ahead. Eternity. Okay. What else? Provisions is all comes from Him. Everything that we want comes from Him. What else? Nick. True. Absolutely. It's more of an attitudinal. But the real reason for it is, what is the whole purpose of the kingdom of God being manifested here? It is for you and I to rule and reign as kings and priests. And so, in ruling and reigning, if we do not seek the kingdom first, we have no power or authority. Because if we're seeking something other than God and His kingdom, we have no power or authority to win and appropriate the victory that Christ has. How many of us struggle in our sin every day? Do you not know that that is already done and over with? Seek first the kingdom of God. You have to know that He has empowered you. He has ordained you through the blood of Jesus Christ and His sacrifice death upon the cross. And He has changed you from people who do not know God to people of God who are learning to be the kings and priests of which we are ordained by Jesus Christ. Remember I said He didn't come here to start another religion. He came here to inaugurate His government upon this land. You see, the things that we fail to realize is that it is not a sin issue that we are struggling with. It is an authority and power issue. Think about this. If Jesus died on a cross, then why am I still struggling in my sin? Because we don't know. Remember I said part of seeking is to understand? We don't understand what He has died for. We think that, oh, it's Jesus. You know, He's still in the manger. He's still a baby. I hate to disappoint you, but He is the King. He is coming back as King. And He is not coming back with grace and mercy anymore. He is coming to judge the nations. And we who are His people will judge them also with Him. And so it is a power and authority issue of which Satan does not want you to know what it is, let alone exercise it. Do you not know that when Egypt was destroyed by the Lord, that everyone that was in Israel, everyone that came out of Egypt was made whole? There was no sickness. There was no disease. They were wealthy beyond all measure. And they were following God. Why? Because God was demonstrating for our illustration as to who we are in Him if we follow Him. There should be no sickness in the kingdom of heaven because He is not the author of it. He has all power and authority over it. And as His agents or His ambassadors, we must demonstrate that to the world. The people don't want to hear about Jesus. They want to see the power and authority that He has in us to wield from us. You read the book of Acts and see if I'm not telling the truth. You look at the Gospels and see what Jesus did. Jesus is not waiting for His church to figure it out. Jesus is waiting for His church to do it. We are His body. He is the head. And when He tells us to do something and we don't, we are cells of cancer that He will eventually extract from His body and destroy. The kingdom. First, the kingdom. Let's look at the word first. The word first does not carry a meaning of first among others. Okay? It means it is the principal thing that is above, before, and beyond all things. It is the principal. It is the main thing. And our life must center around the main thing. And you've heard me say, we minor on the majors and we are... Yeah, we minor on the majors and we major on the minors. We get caught up in the little, simple, stupid things of life. And God is saying, I've taken care of that. Get away from that. I want you trained so that you can do the greater works. Isn't that what Jesus said? These works that I do, you will do just as many. Greater works. Greater works. And the power and authority that we have in Him, and we're going to talk about this next week, is about righteousness. Why is it so important about seeking His kingdom and His righteousness? First, main, principal thing that we're supposed to be seeking for. Everything that pertains to life is found in Jesus Christ. Then why are we looking elsewhere for those answers? The fact that the Lord is commanding the kingdom of God is the first and only thing that we are to seek after. We are to place Him and His kingdom in the highest place. Years ago, we used to sing a song, place you in the highest place. We were part of a fellowship that was a militant fellowship, in that we were aggressive in going out and defeating the enemy. And of course, God, through those practices and stuff, and in this militancy, we saw God do awesome things, miracles. We saw Him open doors of opportunity like never before. We saw him do things that only God can do. And what we do is we sit here and we gain knowledge, but we don't do anything with that knowledge. What good is it if you come here on Sunday and you don't apply it to your personal lives? And I'm aware that, you know, we have 2.5 hours here on Sunday. Does that sound familiar about the 10th of a week? You know, the 10th of a day, 2:40. Just giving you a little sidebar. Bible study is roughly 2 hours. Discipleship is roughly 2 hours. It is getting your life situated in order to allow God to take over and you get in the passenger seat. The Lord made it very clear to Israel that they were not to have any gods before him. Nothing was to be before God. He told them at Passover, get ready. Didn't he? He told them, get ready. Kill the lamb. Put the blood over the doors. The angel of death was going to walk through. And this is something that's not even in my notes. God's just bringing it to me right now. Why? Because their focus was being delivered. They took part of the Lamb. We have taken part of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. They put the blood around the lintels of the door. We are in the blood, covered by the blood of the Lamb. Nothing out there can come and harm us until we step out of that protection. And when God called them, in a moment's notice, they dropped everything to do what God told them to do. Oop. It's time to leave, guys. Let's go. And half of them stood there, right? Now, all of Israel left. And some of Egypt went too. Because they believed, some of the heathens believed in the God of Israel. And they left too. Are you at a place where you can, in a moment's notice, forsake all to do what it is that God's called you to do? It's the kingdom of God, the first thing that you seek. Something to think about, church. It is not first among others. It is first and only. When God spoke to Israel, he says, you know what? I want you to worship me. And then you could go worship your other gods too. That's what he said, right? No. He told them, thou shalt not have any other gods but me. For I am a jealous God. And then he says, I visit the sins of the fathers and their children until the other children, until the children of the fourth generation. But those who love me and seek me and find me, I will bless up to 1,000 generations. Or better, in today's terminology, forever. I want the blessings forever. I want my children to be blessed. I want my grandchildren to be blessed. I want my children's 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 children to be blessed. If the Lord should tarry. And these blessings are real. Have I entered into that reality that I had the fullness of those blessings? No. But my children, because of the sin issue that's been dealt and the curses that have been broken off of my family line and tree, now have the opportunity to receive even greater blessings than I have. And these are the greater works that Jesus is talking about. He has taken upon himself all those curses, all the sin, all the diseases, everything that this world has thrown against us and tried to keep us. He has taken upon himself and he now says, my son, you are set free. Go and seek the kingdom first. I've got something for you to do. And that's when he sent them out, two by two. He sent them out to display the power and authority of the kingdom. And what did they say? God, check this out. We prayed and they got healed. God, check this out. The demons, we got power over the demons. Check it out. Man, this is awesome stuff you're giving to me. I don't have to sweat the small stuff anymore. I can kick booty on them guys. And what does Jesus say? Do not rejoice that you got power over all that. Rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that brings us back to, what are we seeking? What are we seeking? You know, Kev, I look at your shirt, and you know, Guns N' Roses, I like their music, but you know, I'd appreciate it if you came with a more docile shirt. So a man thinketh in his heart that he is. Don't you think death has no place here because we're dealing with life? And that's the truth. We think that that's okay, but in the house of the Lord, that's not. Because that's the world's thinking. Oh, man, drugs, sex, and rock and roll, man, you know. Oh, gosh. If that's what you're seeking, that's what your life is going to reflect. To think that that attitude, and that's your attitude, because that's what you wear, your attitude displays what you're chasing after. Believe it or not, it is the truth. First and only is what we're to seek after. God wants all our affection. He wants all of our love. He wants all of our attention focused on Him. It says in the last day, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Even the demons will confess. They will worship God because they are a defeated enemy. And then God will vanquish them once and for all from His sight, never to be seen again. And all those who do not give Him honor, all those who do not praise Him will be vanquished also. All those who live according to their will and not His, sadly, will not have part in the Lamb's celebration of the wedding feast. They will be cast out to outer darkness. And that is not us. We are the circumcision. We are those who worship God in spirit and in truth. Every day we're bombarded with the pressures of life to make decisions concerning our lives. And every day, the pressure and intensity of this life of sin is bearing down upon us. And every day, we either can seek God and His kingdom first, or revert to what we know to do and live in a morass of disappointment and pain. It's our choice. Why'd you do this? I don't know. You got to know. I don't know. Did God tell you? Oh, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? How long have you been walking with the Lord? I don't know. I don't know. Convenient, not acceptable. Because you do know why you made the decision. You do know. And when He stands in front of you and says, you know what? You know, what are you doing? What are you going to say? I don't know. It's not going to work. The pressure and intensity of these decisions come from and originate from our situations. And these situations we put ourselves into, and then we blame God why they're not changing. God, I've sought you for this. God, I want you to do that. Have we done what He's asked us to do? This is a command. Seek first the kingdom of God. It is a command. It is not an option. It is what we're supposed to be doing. It's so easy for us to be distracted. It is so easy for us to prioritize things other than what God has said. But as Christians, and in the first church, especially in the second chapter of Acts, they were like these little ants running around, door to door, knocking on people. Hey, have you heard about Jesus? Have you heard about the Lord? Come, come with me, come with me, come over here. They prioritized their very existence that the Jews persecuted the church because they were converting Jews. Hear me, they were converting the Jews. And the Jews were afraid of what was going on. The truth of the matter was, the Jews were being completed in Jesus Christ. Christianity came out of a Jewish experience, whether you realize it or not. We are that wild tree that has been growing wild, and God cut it and grafted us in. And Paul says, if you think that you're so proud and haughty, God can cut you and graft you out as quickly as He grafted you in. So make sure that your election is sure. What are you seeking? What are you seeking? We allow our situations to dictate to us instead of using the creative power and authority that God has given to us to solve the problems and change our futures. You have the power to change your future. Whether you use it or not is totally up to you. God has empowered you. God is a creative God. There is nothing that He cannot do. If there's nothing that He cannot do, we, His sons and daughters, should also think in those terms. There is nothing impossible to him who believes. Why? Because they're seeking the kingdom first. We want to know what God wants. Karen, if you remember, I spoke to you 3 weeks ago about by the end of this month, God was going to move and bring your situation to an end. Creative. I just said the word. God performed it. And it's happened. 3 weeks. Remember, He deals with me in threes. Threes. I told you, I'm a hog for the things of the kingdom. I want to see it go. And I want to see you guys be just as gluttonous as I am in the things of God. Because I want you to do greater things than what God has done in my life. And the power and authority is contained within you. All you need to do is seek the power and authority of the kingdom. Turn to Matthew 4, verses 33 and 4. We allow our situations to further enslave us. But there is a right way. Remember I said to you there is a principle that God has laid upon us, and that principle is He will never ask us to do anything unless He has shown us, and He will never expect something from us unless He has demonstrated it for us. How do we do this? How do we begin to exercise our spiritual muscle to defeat the enemy and allow the kingdom of God to begin to expand, not only in us, but in the influence that we have. And it's right here. Let's start in verse 1. And then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Then the tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." And Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Amen. Amen. I can guarantee that none of us, myself included, live by every word. But I am seeking Him first. I want to know what He wants of me, and I am seeking. I am not satisfied until... And in my seeking, He has told me something that has caused me to realize that, you know what? It isn't out of me, it is in me. That I am resistive to something. What is it that you are resistive to? Well, I'm afraid to do this. Cast the fear out. Well, you don't... My Bible says perfect love casts out fear. If you're seeking God, you're seeking perfect love. Have faith in God. He'll cast that fear out. Go and declare the wonders of God. Go and declare it. And see what He will do for you. But you don't understand, Pastor. I know I don't understand. I don't have to. He does. And He knows everything from the beginning to the end. I'm trying to get you to see something. You don't have to understand everything, but see it for yourself. You have everything you need in Jesus Christ for your life, including creating a future and a hope through Jesus Christ. Why? To influence and impact the people and community around you. And what are we doing? We're allowing the poison of the world to impact us. We don't get into the Word, and so we allow the enemy to beat our brains in. Jesus said, it is written. He didn't give chapter and verse. And notice, when I speak to you, I just tell you it's written. Last night I had a couple in my house asking them for marriage. And I took them to a scripture. I said, it is written. This is what scripture says. It's not what I say, it's what God says. And in obedience, we proceeded on. I know the power. I know the authority. I want you to know it. I want you to exercise. I want you to go out there and terrorize the world for the name of Jesus Christ. You are the Joshua generation. You are the last generation, the last great generation before the Lord comes. You got to believe this. There's something you can do, but sitting on your duff is not the answer. Allowing the enemy to beat your brains in is not the answer. The simplicity of Jesus' response to the devil is the end result of seeking the kingdom first. That's the end result. That isn't the beginning. I am so proud of individuals who come in here and are seeking God. They're constantly looking for things. They are exercising their lives in the authority and power that God has. And didn't we say that when you seek something and you understand it and you apply it, it becomes yours. Until then, it is just mental assent. And as long as it stays here in our empty, gotta be careful, cranians, I'm working on that, baby, and letting it roll around in our minds and not exercising the power and authority that God has for us, it is not ours. We do not have power and authority, and Satan has a field day with the Church of Jesus Christ. It's faith. We knuckle under the pressure of the trial for our own expediency and comfort. Our lives reflect our selfishness because we are considering our will before the King's. And a claim to be a Christian, heirs of the kingdom, citizens of heaven, is to create a life of uncompromising lifestyles. It is unapologetic. And what do? Oh, you're a Christian? Oh, well, maybe, you know, maybe I am. You're either a Christian or you're not. You're not, you know? Are or not. You can't be a fence sitter. It's just not going to happen. And that's where Christians are today. We think we can sit on a fence. We think we can get away with stuff. We think, but the problem is, it's a lie. It is a lie, and it is detrimental to the life that God wants to create through you and the life that He wants to create for you. It is valuing the kingdom above, before, and beyond everything that we either place a value on. And if we place a value on things other than the kingdom of God first, we dishonor God. What we're saying is, God first, and then I'll just worship my other gods, whether it's my job, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, you know, whatever. God tells us through the prophets, He says, you know, their God is nothing more than their belly. The heathen chase after these things. We should not be a people like that. We should be a people that love God and trust God, and He is going to make provision as we step out in faith. We must initiate our faith first because we're kingdom people. Everything is by faith. Everything that we have is by revelation. If we're not exercising faith, you will not gain revelation. That's all there is to it. And if you don't have the revelation, then you're not speaking life out of darkness. If you are not using the creative power, if God is not the first and only thing that you're seeking for, how are your lives going to change? How are you going to take ownership? And this, church, is the easy part where we're at. The days are getting darker. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get easier. It's going to get worse. Look at around you. Look at what's around. We have to be like the sons of Issachar, who know the times and seasons. We got to know where we're at, church. We have to settle in our hearts. We're going to offend people by the way we live. That's the way it is. Jesus said, you know, if they did this to the master, they're going to do it to his servants. We're going to offend people. But I'd rather offend you than offend God. End of discussion. He's first and foremost. We're not going to be very popular. I don't care if I'm popular. I care if I'm the apple of his eye. We're going to suffer persecution. And that persecution doesn't mean, oh, you stupid Christians. Persecution is losing everything you own. Persecution is seeing family members killed before your eyes. Persecution is you being killed before their eyes. That's what being a Christian is about. This is what I'm talking about. We're end time church. And the Church of Jesus Christ in this country is asleep. It does not realize that we are in a warfare. All it realizes is me, me, me. My name is Jimmy. Give it to me. No. My name is Gary, faithful warrior, the Most High God. That's what my name means. Gary, faithful warrior. Styles, able to overcome obstacles, impasses. What does your name mean? What is the name that Jesus Christ gave to you? What does it mean? And are you that person? When Jacob wrestled with the angel, when he wrestled with the Lord, something real interesting in that wrestling. In the middle of it, they said, oh, time out. Time out. Yo, Jacob, what's your name? Don't you think God knows your name? But I find it interesting that he asked, yo, dude, what's your name? My name's Jacob. Liar, supplanter, deceiver. No, your name is Israel. Prince of Nations. That's your name. That's your name. To change your character, you have to change your focus. Changing your focus requires a change of attitude. My attitude didn't change until I realized what my name meant. And my name wasn't just Gary Styles. Before the Lord, it means faithful warrior who is able to overcome in the name of the Lord. I am an overcomer. I am not a quitter. I am not a quitter. Because my God paid for everything for me. Therefore, I am an ambassador to the Most High God. And so are you. You've allowed Satan to do a hatchet job on you. You've allowed your heart to receive something that is not of God. And God says his plans are good. His plans are to give us a future and a hope. And that only future and that hope is only found in him. And that hope is eternal salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. It's the only way we can do this. It's the only way that they are going to be able to. You can't earn their way into heaven. They can't be the nicest, greatest person in the world. You can't do all this. It's what God has already done for us. And we have that message within us. We have loved ones that are seeking a kingdom that is not made with hands. We are part of that kingdom. We have the answers to everything to point them to Jesus. And we do not open our mouths. Church, open your mouth. Open them up. Jesus said, compel them to come in. Get them in here. Let them hear what's going on. Because we are the representatives of heaven and of God. We are commissioned to go and influence the world, to impact for the kingdom. If our lifestyles and our homes do not reflect the kingdom of heaven, what does it reflect? If we are not creating thirst in people's lives, to want what we have because they can't tell the saints from the ain'ts. What are we doing? The kingdom of God must permeate every area of my being. It must permeate every aspect of my life, my relationships, my sexual life, my speech, my attitudes, the way I think, the way I talk, the way I walk. Everything about me must be permeated and filled with the kingdom of God. And that's going to take time, church. That's going to take time. But me feeding you a morsel on Sunday is not enough. Jesus said, it is written. God said, every day we're to go and get our food. Every day we're to gather and grab the manna for ourselves. Not enough to grab for tomorrow and not to worry about what we didn't pick up from yesterday. What is good for us today? Church, if it's a scripture, read that scripture over and over again. And then put it into practice. You don't have to understand how it works. Just do it out of obedience. That's what faith is. Now, faith is the substance of things not seen. It is the evidence. I constantly get these two back. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, not the evidence of things not seen. Yes. Amen. I know the scriptures, but today I'm backwards. Romans 12:21 says, do not be overcome with evil. Do not be overcome with evil. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome with evil. Don't give in to those desires that feed your flesh. When you want to yell and scream at each other, don't give in to evil. When you want to give in to that sexual temptation, don't give in to evil. When you want to smoke that joint and get high as a kite, don't give in to evil. Because all of that is affecting the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is your body. You don't own your body. God does. God does. Next week, we're going to talk about righteousness and how important it is. Because you can't separate righteousness from seeking God. They are synonymous. It is not an and. It's not a second thing. It is the same thing. Amen? Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you, God, that your Holy Spirit is able to bring understanding to us and bring clarity to us, Lord. Father, I pray for your people that we would be seekers of you and your kingdom only. If that makes us unpopular, so be it. If that causes us to be rejected, God, so be it. If it causes us to be persecuted, God, so be it. But be the glory and praise and honor to you, God, for you are worthy above all. There is no name between heaven and earth that man should be saved except that through Jesus Christ. You have given us power and authority in Jesus Christ. Help us to appropriate those things, to make them ours, God, so that we can exercise the power and authority that you have given to us in Jesus' name and impact this world for your glory before you come for us, God. May we be the faithful servants working in the fields, gathering in your harvest, God, that your house may be full and that we would see your joy complete. I thank you for their attentiveness, Lord. Bless them as we go forth this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.